Ron Canole. You're listening to WCNO Palm City. Well, I was going to play Ron Canole, and we just had to pause for a moment and see that this is WCNO in Palm City, and let's see what happened to Ron Canole. He disappeared. Well, I guess we can go to Phil Wickham. That works too.
Why not?
I'm going to find Ron Canole, though, because I like him. I'm going to bring a song. Keep your dial set right here.
We're overwhelmed by the weight of your glory. You're lifted higher as every knee bows down. We're singing holy, holy. Holy is the Lord. We're singing holy, holy, holy is the Lord. Everything changes here in your presence. Nothing can stand before your majesty.
Holy is the Lord.
Amen.
And I found Ron Canole, and we're going to play that. But not until you tell us about the matching fund challenge that is on the deck right now.
All right. The matching funds, $840.
Yep.
Brought in by our brother Nick from NR Salon.
Yep.
I feel pretty confident that we can do that before you get on the phone with...
30 minutes? With 20 minutes?
With the rabbi, yeah.
24, 25 minutes about that,
25.
Right? 25 minutes.
You feel confident
about that?
My faith is faithing today.
All right, good, good, good. $840 in matching funds available right now. We haven't had any for quite a while. And so give us a shout. Let us know what God's putting on your heart. And Karen's stepping out of the boat again, David. She got totally out of the boat, and she's believing that we're going to match up the 840 in the 20-some minutes that are left here.
Before 11:30?
Before Rabbi comes on.
Before Rabbi comes on. Well, it can happen. Yeah, okay. Well, I've been distracted.
You've been busy.
I've been busy with other things.
Busy with some other things.
But I now will push those distractions aside. I will then receive
focus.
Focus.
Fully are you going to?
What about the artwork that's hanging out on the window? You going to share any of that? I mean, it's a little.
It's hard to describe.
Sounds like screw tape letters, sort of.
Well, you know, I like to laugh at the devil.
Yes.
And I'm a cartoonist. Many people have been doing cartoons for a long time, and for the station, I do cartoons, and so. This is a theme that continues from April when we did our prayer, spring prayer and chair.
Yep.
And I had done a cartoon, which is still hanging on the door of the studio, and it's in hell. Now, I've never been to hell. I'm not going.
No, right.
But I can imagine from all the descriptions biblically what it might look like. So I have my cartoon demon there, and he's on the ground, and he has an alms basin in front of him. And the deal is that because of the God has protected this station from demonic intrusion, out of a job.
Good.
And so he's trying to raise funds, you know, for anyway. But so with that theme, I did a cartoon for this fundraiser where, again, we're in hell, or they are, we are not. And it's another demon, and Satan is standing next to him. Now, Satan does dress well, I have to admit. He dresses, it's a very odd color suit, but that's Satan. And he's got his arm around the guy's shoulder, and he's saying, I can't actually see it. I can't remember exactly what I wrote. But the point is that the divine protection is so great on WCNO that he's reassigning this demon to CNN.
Yes.
And so that was
to apply for a job there.
Well, he's going to already assign any oppression is going to be there because – the God is protecting us as he has been.
Amen.
So, it's funnier if you look at it than my description of it.
And we're not throwing rocks as a radio station CNN, you know, but we would that all men be saved and women as well.
Amen.
And
women everybody. As well.
All right. So, Karen, again, $840 in matching funds coming from NR Salon. And your faith is at the point where this can happen before the bottom of the hour. And it is marching on right now. We're going to go to a song that I thought we were going to have a few moments ago, and it's by Ron Canole. Is he still singing? Is Ron? I don't know.
Haven't seen him.
I don't know.
Haven't seen her.
He's still making his dessert, so them cannolis.
But this song is Move, Spirit, Move.
Great
song. Maybe somebody knows a little more about this song or Ron Canole might want to call us.
Lord, rend the heavens, rain down on us now, that the mountains might shake. As your glory comes down, we heard of your wonders, your works and your ways. We're desperate for you, Lord, to move in our day. Yes. Move, Spirit, move. We want you to move.
much more than we know. If we don't have you, then where can we go? We're anticipating all that you'll do. Turn to our cry, Lord, we're turning to you. Yes, move, Spirit, move. Oh, won't you move, Spirit, move. Lord, move in us, among us. Touch the world through us. Without you, we can't find our way. Move, Spirit, move today. We need a move of your Spirit. Yes, we do. Move in us, O Lord. Move through us, Lord.
Spirit move. All right, and we are with a matching funds challenge and open phone lines. And Karen, where are we?
We are $840.
$840 still, that's right. $840.
In matching funds. So
Stepped out in faith?
Yes, I have the faith that we can do that before 11:30.
Is anyone standing with you?
I believe.
I will stand with you.
I will stand with you.
Okay. All right. So you, all three of us work. We're standing together.
Yes.
And we have 15 minutes.
Yes. 15 minutes, $840. And
it's possible.
It's always possible because
it's possible.
The Lord does it in very unique and different ways. So
He does.
772-221-1100. 772-221-1100. You can also text WCNO to 24365. Text your donation. You could go to the website, WCNO.com, make a pledge there, or a donation. If you have been wanting to make a pledge, or, you know, you want to give, if you want to get in on this matching funds, you could call in and make a pledge.
That's it. Mm-hmm.
And then whenever you're able, you can call that back in or send in your...
Or if you're just going to continue your monthly pledge,
yes,
you can notify us and let us know that. We can add that in as well.
And this would be a great time. Sorry to cut you off, but if you're a Gideon's Army person, let us know.
$30 a month?
Yeah.
Right. $1 a day?
Call in and say, I'm going to continue with Gideon's Army.
Yep.
If several of you would do that, just... let us know.
$180 over 6 months. So, Karen, this will help. We have Sonia from West Palm Beach making a $30 donation online.
Amen.
So that's going to help. And we have Reed from Port St. Lucie making a $10 donation.
Amen.
And we have one more, and this is from Vivian, and it is $10 from Fort Lauderdale. That's $50 right there.
There you go.
It's going to get doubled up.
That's right.
Because so we're believing that we're gonna God's going to help us with this, right?
So is that leave $790? Can you believe I just did that in my head?
Wow. I cannot believe it.
Isn't that something?
That is amazing.
And I'm still not fully awake today.
I'm impressed. But David, did she do it right? I mean, the numbers correct?
Well, you're asking me. I'm not a math whiz. Myself.
But in the presence of two or three witnesses, the matter is established. So. Karen, even if you got it right, you know, we may not be sure if it's right or not. Maybe our listeners are going to say, "Yeah, well, yeah, that was right. $790 is all we have left in the matching fund right up here to the bottom of the hour." So, and we are looking to call the rabbi at the bottom of the hour. So give us a call. Let us know what's on your heart. We do have phone lines open. One caller has called in. We're probably going to need some more calls to come in to make this happen. Give us a shout. 772-221-1100.
You never asked me to be king, build my tower up to the sky. So why do I try? You never asked me to be rich, buy the things that gold can buy. So why do I try? He's broken.
All right, Karen, we're going to have to jump in here, even though we have more music just wanting to play. It wants to play. It wants to play. So you just took a donation. Tell us about that one.
Well, Sherry took it.
Oh, Sherry took
it.
Yeah,
I was out there. Okay. I was out there talking to Carolyn, one of our wonderful listeners.
Oh, awesome.
Who stopped by.
Well, fantastic.
Yeah, so Kim is making a one-time pledge of $240 in the... He said he's going to bring it in when he comes in Wednesday. So, see, we're
talking... How much? 240?
240.
240. Boy, that's going to help because we were down to 790, and so this brings us to 550. Only $550 remaining.
Yes.
Okay. Well, that's...
And then we've got about 9 minutes before we call
believing.
The rabbi. Yes.
You're still believing.
So, how much now? Sorry.
$550.
Yes.
$550.
Within 9 minutes. $550. All things are possible to those who believe.
Well, amen.
And I believe.
You believe, and I'm committed to believe with you.
Amen.
Julie has gone online and made a donation of $50.
Amen.
So that'll help, right?
Yes, of course.
Julie, that's $50. And so that brings us to what? To 500? We're at 500 right now.
Okay, I believe you.
We're at 500. So I'm going to add these in. Shall we go to another song? Do we have time? We have time
yes.
for another song.
Yeah, I know there's somebody on the call right now.
You have an announcement
oh,
to
no,
make?
Dave's
oh,
no,
Dave's
running in.
Dave's coming in with
Let's
something.
See.
What
Let's
is Dave
see
at?
See what happened.
Dave has a donation from Heather. And Heather is making a $100 donation. We're getting
Amen.
Closer. Getting
Thank
closer.
Thank you, Heather.
Thank you, Heather. That brings us to $400.
Thank you.
Phone number?
Yes, that phone number is 772-221-1100.
You still believing?
772-221-1100. Yes, because you can still look online because there might be something there.
Maybe. But so there's still time for somebody to call, too.
There is.
Okay, so
and
we
how
are.
How much? 500?
400.
400.
Yeah, because we just had 100 from Heather.
Two people,
yes,
a couple of hundred each.
Yes, seven, we have an seven, angel. Two. An angel just snuck in the front door. An angel that gives all the time to WCNO. Thank you, thank you, thank you. $100.
Amen.
$100.
Yes.
Look. Read what that DoorDasher says.
This George Asher says, I love WCNO. I can't afford to give, but I can't afford not to. Oh,
that is awesome. That is awesome. Thank you. Thank
God.
You. Thank you.
Bless
thank
you. Thank you so much.
Blessings. Thank you.
Thank
awesome.
You so much.
Come see us anytime. We want to let all the angels in. For
That's
sure.
Right.
I love WCNO. I can't afford to give, but I can't afford not to give. Wow, mm-hmm. That's powerful, isn't
yeah.
it? That is powerful.
Yeah, and she was saying
that
out there,
powerful.
She was driving down the road.
Wow.
Just listening
Thank
to
you,
WCNO
Father.
And just
Thank
being
you,
so encouraged.
Wow, so that brought us to 300.
Yes.
We only have 300. Karen, we're running
yes,
out of time.
I know.
You still faith
Six
in
minute.
It?
6 minutes, yes.
Okay, well,
I
just
am
checking.
Faithing it.
Just checking. So, and this, I need to put on here all counted.
Yeah, we don't want to count anything.
Don't
twice.
Want to count it twice. Counted on air. Phone number again?
That number is 772-221-1100. 772-221-1100.
Again, that was $100 coming in from Heather from Port St. Lucie. Julie, online donation, $50, and we don't have an address attached to that. Kim, our dear friend Kim, is making a $240 donation, going to be bringing that in. He's going to come on air with us, I think, about the middle of the week. And, of course, the angel that just came through the door with $100, I love WCNO, can't afford to give, but can't afford not to. And that makes, you know, that is awesome. King David, when he was getting ready to make the sacrifice to stop the destruction that judgment was bringing on his city and on his people, and the man who owns what I believe is Temple Mount today, said, just take it, King, and take my oxen, take the plow for the sacrifice. I'll just give that. And King David said, no, I won't give anything that cost me nothing. And this really speaks to that. I can't afford to give, but I can't afford not to, is saying that God has given me so much that I am going to give anyway, even if it hurts, even if it hurts a little bit. That is awesome. Thank you very, very, very much. Going to add all these in. Is there any time left, Karen?
Yes, there is.
Minutes. And we're down to $300. $300. Do we have callers online? With this new phone, we can't tell. I don't know if we have callers on.
Yeah, you have to catch it as soon as it rings. I think Dave is
better
going,
We better give the number again.
He's rushing back and forth. 772-221-1100.
Well, let's keep him rushing.
772-221-1100. Dave does like to rush.
He does.
You know, when it's crunch time.
He does.
Well,
he does.
Doesn't love to do it, but he just automatically does it.
He springs into action. It's like he is, he's ready. There's another caller calling in. Thank you, caller. And so we're right down to the wire here, $300, and you're still standing.
Yes.
Well, you're actually sitting, but
right.
You're standing. Man, I just love that. That says so much to me. I love WCNO, can't afford to give, but I can't afford not to give. And I believe this ministry is here because there have been many people that took that position. And just thinking about when those $5 donations come in and I see those and I think, Father, you only know what this is valued at in this family. And, you know, a $5 may be like $500 to somebody else or $5 million to somebody else, really, when you think about people's wealth. But it's the desire of the heart to honor God and to understand that this is a missional ministry. Yes, it builds the church. Yes, it encourages believers. And we want all that to happen. And we really want that to happen in a totally God-honoring way. But at the same time, we want to be a lighthouse that can steer lost people to Christ and develop their faith in the Lord Jesus Christ as well. Well, I don't hear the phone lines ringing. I don't see any more paper. Karen, we're going to have to just stay on.
We still have 2 minutes.
Oh, we have 2 minutes left.
Yes, don't go by that horrible clock up there.
All right, so we have $300 left to match up.
That's right, 772-221-1100. I think that Dave is on a call. But in case
we don't
know
what the calls are.
I know. 772-221-1100.
It could be 100, it could be 10, it could be 300, it could be, we don't know what it is. But there still is time. 772-221-1100. 772-221-1100. And we are running out of time, and there may have been some calls out front as well. So are we, that's not right. You said that's not right. How
still
much
got
time?
1 more minute.
1 minute. So there's time for a call, 772-221-1100, and we're showing $300 still of this matching fund. And that came in from NR Salon, just another shout-out to NR Salon, Nick and Robin, and that they basically relocated, and they're now at Miracle on 34th Street, which is a salon where they have been able, there's another caller calling in. I just believe there's another caller calling in. So with God's help, Karen, it's very possible that this last 300 is going to be fully matched up. We're believing for that.
Are you
we?
Doubting?
No.
You said it.
Is the time up?
No.
I didn't say that with enough faith, did I?
But that phone rang 2 different times.
Okay.
And within that last minute.
Okay.
So it's now 11:30.
Okay.
So we'll have to see.
So I have to call the rabbi.
Yeah.
I'm going to put a song on. I'm going to call the rabbi, and we're going to have to 300's what? We don't know. We're waiting. All right, and so we're going to call the rabbi. We're going to get him online and bring him on air, and we'll be giving an update in just a little bit about what actually happened. And we're going to believe that it's fully met.
We believe
we're
going to
believe
fully
for that.
Met.
And once we add all that in, then you're going to know about that. All right.
It is done. It is finished.
So this next, do you know Zimmer Levav? Levav?
I think that's a Messianic.
Is it?
Lady.
Oh.
I think it's a lady.
Are we going to do that or Chris Tomlin? Want to do a Chris Tomlin?
Your choice.
My choice. Let's see if this is a Messianic lady, because we're bringing on the rabbi in just a moment.
Yes, that would be very appropriate.
Yeah, so let's see if that works.
Better is one day.
That's what it sounds like.
Worse than a thousand anywhere else. Better is one day in thy courts than a thousand anywhere else. Better is one day in thy courts than a thousand anywhere else. Better is one day in thy courts than a thousand anywhere else. I'd rather be a doorkeeper in the house of my God than to dwell in the tents of wickedness. I'd rather be a doorkeeper in the house of my God than to dwell in the tents of wickedness. Better is one day in thy courts than a thousand anywhere else. Better is one day in thy courts than a thousand anywhere else. Better is one day in thy courts than a thousand anywhere else. Better is one day in thy courts than a thousand anywhere else. For the Lord is a sun and a shield unto me. The Lord will give grace and glory.
Well, yay! Better one day in his courts than a thousand anywhere else. And we are now going to bring Rabbi Zamstein on air with us. Rabbi, welcome to WCNO. You are a longtime friend.
I appreciate a chaver.
Now, what is that? Now, you're going to start talking in Hebrew, and I'm going to have interpretation.
Well, you just said friend, so I said Javier.
Javier, that's friend. Oh, very good, very good. All right,
that's
Rabbi, this is the season, the Feast of Tabernacles. Now, I've been in Israel for the Feast of Tabernacles, and I have enjoyed dining under sukkahs and celebrating. Yeah. I've even had my own palm and the lulav. Is it lulav?
The lulav, yes.
Lulav, yeah. Wave that. Commanded Leviticus 23. Okay, well let's start from the beginning. What is the Feast of Tabernacles about, and when does it start?
Well, it's basically for the Jewish person. It starts tonight, according to the Jewish calendar, and it's a altogether 8-day feast in the Bible. Orthodox Jews celebrate for 9 days, but that's another story. You're supposed to feast because you've gone through all the time of spiritual introspection, and this one is a reminder of how God took care of our people back in the desert. The tents they lived in, the cloud covering was all for their protection. He provided for them. The sukkah is supposed to build up, and the roof is supposed to have like different kinds of vegetation. Here in Florida, they put mostly palm fronds because that's a lot of the vegetation. But you need to see the sky above because you need to make sure that you still understand that even though you have this sukkah as kind of a protection, but it's a reminder of God, how God took care of the Israelites in the desert, and he'll provide for everything that you need right now. You're still supposed to see the stars up above you, meaning God is still above you. And during in Israel, almost all the homes have a sukkah, whether it's on the ground, in the parking lot, in the backyard, on their patios, their porches, the hotels, the restaurants. It's a time of joy. They decorated with every kind of decoration you can imagine, reminding of the holiday. And there's a great tradition of what they call sukkah hopping. Sukkah hopping, basically, you go to neighbor, friend to friend, relative, relative. Each night, you're supposed to go and enjoy with somebody else a feast.
Wow. Wow. That is awesome. Now, I don't think I went sukkah hopping, but I did enjoy. And so, you're reminding me of the importance of never forgetting God's faithfulness. And so this is a feast that calls us to remember that God knows that we need homes. God knows that we need food. God knows that we need clothing. And it is a time for us. Now, where is this in the Word of God? Where is this one?
You got starting in Leviticus 23.
Okay.
And it starts, the Sabbath, then it goes into the Passover, goes into Shavuot, Feast of Weeks, Pentecost. From there, it goes into the fall holidays, which we are finishing up the last week and a half of, from Trumpets, which is Rosh Hashanah today, Yom Kippur, and now we're into the Feast of Tabernacles. Reminding us that God will one day dwell among us. And that's a prophetic part, even as those who are not of the Jewish faith, but have basically been grafted in, have become part of the household of Israel. It's a prophetic Thanksgiving holiday in which we'll see one day the king will rule during the Messianic age. and it reminds us of the Feast of Ingathering. It'll be the last one. In the meanwhile, we're right now where even the Lord, said, don't you know that the harvest is full, but we're short of laborers.
Laborers, yeah. Yep.
So we need to remind of that, and the holiday is a part of that reminder. And the feast has basically two names, the Feast of Ingathering and the Feast of Booths, Tabernacles, Leviticus 23, starting in verse 33. The Feast of Ingathering is mentioned in Exodus 23:16. You know, so in Judaism, nowadays they see these two elements incorporated in a celebration. Because it used to be an agricultural society, you know, and now not so much, unless, of course, you live on a farm, whether here in the States or you're over there in Israel in the kibbutz or moshav. There's a slight little difference. And basically it represents the ingathering because it's the last of the crops you're supposed to get together. You know, Passover is the barley, and Pentecost is the wheat. Now you got the fruits, the olives and all the other apples and all this other fruit. And so the last one, you know, so it commands at the end of the year. You know, so now we'll be starting a new year agricultural season in which they start praying for rain. And I think they've done a good job in the past few days here in Florida.
Yes, we've had plenty, yes.
Yeah, so much so that we couldn't. So we haven't been able to put our soak because it's been raining.
Right.
Yeah. So, but anyhow, it's supposed to be during this time. You're supposed to pray for rain in Israel because this is the season. Wintertime is coming. Rain, rain, rain. So in the summertime, you can start seeing the fruit of the crops growing and starting harvest. So, and they are reminded, you know, of what God did. He provided for them when they were wandering in the desert. So a lot of Jews, especially the more traditional ones, celebrate this holiday in which they eat. And a lot of them even sleep the entire week of the festival in those booths.
Yeah.
You can see some of this stuff if you watch the movie... let's see, what's it called again?
Fiddler? No. Is it Fiddler on the Roof? No.
Oh, I forgot the name, but basically it's a movie about Sukkot.
Okay.
You know, and it's important, but it's also kind of funny, and it mentions God's miracle of provision. And you're supposed to, uspazin, that's what it's called, uspazin, because you're supposed to invite, you know, not only the biblical figures into the sukkah, but you're supposed to invite a guest into your sukkah.
Ah.
Yeah.
To share with them.
A whole part of it, you know, and that's what Yeshua, invite all the people to my party. Remember, he told his people, go out into the highways and the byways.
Compelled.
When all the noblemen refused.
Yep.
So he went in there and they all were invited. But you got to also know how to dress up. Remember that one guy didn't come in dressed properly?
Yep.
Yeah. So it's a Feast of Ingathering. You're a reminder of God will, of also the Holy Spirit. We are reminded that if you go into John chapter 4, Yeshua goes into Samaria and he meets the Samaritan woman by Jacob's well.
Right.
And then there, you know, they talk about how important the well is. And he tells her after she says, you want some water? He says, hey, I got better for water. You know, this water could dry up, but the water that I can give you will never fade away. And symbolizing the Holy Spirit.
Yeah. Life through the Spirit of God. Absolutely, absolutely. So, Rabbi, this you're saying the celebration goes on for a week. I've actually been blessed to link up with Messianic congregations, and when we had our own facilities and we built a sukkah out during our under our drive-through with palm fronds and, you know, a bunch of things.
Yeah.
And what a great teaching tool. That's a visible teaching tool for children. to look back. And, of course, the whole aspect of Passover, the protection of the blood being upon the doorpost, and the blood of Yeshua that provides the redemptive price for our salvation, which is tremendous.
Yeah, and don't forget, it's also about unity.
Okay.
You know, Paul speaks about we're one body.
Yes.
Even though we may have a head, we have arms, legs, but we're all one body. And the lulav, which is commanded in Leviticus 23, to be waved. And it's waved in all four directions, east, south, west, north, south, up, and down, that you're pointing that God is all around, and you wave the lulav before God, and it symbolizes also the unity, because you have the main parts of it is the lulav, that's the palm fronds, and then there's the etrog, which is a lemon-like
fruit. Yep.
And together with the myrtle and the willow are four plants that are used in this ritual during the holiday of Sukkot, that is, you're supposed to wave it every day. Of course, nowadays, the Orthodox say you don't wave it on the Sabbath, which, you know, carries other kind of teachings into it, but basically you're supposed to wave it, especially on Hoshana Rabbah, which is the great day. You know, we read about that Yeshua came to the temple.
Yeah, the great day.
In chapter 7 of John.
Yep.
He came on the great day, and he symbolized how the fact of that he would be able to provide you with water.
Living water,
fruit, yep. Which means the Holy Spirit, because during that time when the temple existed, the priest used to go every day. Every day down to the pool of Siloam,
to the mikvah,
mm-hmm. With a pitcher, and they gathered water from there, and they climbed back up on the pilgrim road, which is now open, which I intend to go visit when I visit Israel next time. And then on the seventh day, they went around seven times around the altar instead of just one, like in Joshua.
Okay.
Yeah. And so the seven representing the Holy Spirit. Also, you see that in that part when he goes into chapter 7, chapter 8, he also proclaims that he is the light of the world, because at that time when the temple existed, they put huge, huge torches on top of the temple plaza that illuminated most of Jerusalem.
Mm.
So he used that opportunity to say, I am the light of the world.
Amen.
There.
So
we see these plants, and the rabbis have a commentary in which the four plants represent four types of Jews. Each one is distinguished by levels of the knowledge of God's word, God's law, and how they use it. Not just knowing, but you got to do it. Just like James says about show me a man who says he believes, compared to show me a man who does what he believes.
Right, put into practice faith without works.
Yeah,
right.
So, exactly. So you got it starting with the lemon, the etrog, a citron fruit. It has a pleasant taste and a sweet fragrance, and it symbolizes a person who has knowledge of God and also acts upon it, good deeds.
Amen.
The date palm produces an edible fruit, dates, but it doesn't have any aroma. It represents somebody who has knowledge of God, but he doesn't do anything with that knowledge, you know. And then you got the myrtle. The myrtle branches have sweet fragrance, but they don't have taste. They symbolize those people who perform good deeds, but they do not know why they do it. They don't know the law of God. And then finally you got the arvot, or the willow. This plant has neither taste nor fragrance. It represents people who both lack the knowledge of God as well as not doing good deeds. And all this, though, is a unified message that all four species, they're bound together. They're shaking today together, signifying that every person, regardless of their level of observance, is an essential part of the community. This is why it's important as followers of Yeshua that we need to go to every person, whether they're they are knowledgeable or they're not. We need to tell them God loves you. He does have a wonderful plan for you. He has a future and a hope for you. And in the future, the Messiah will come, and everybody, according to Zechariah 14, will have to come to Jerusalem to celebrate the Feast of Tabernacles. You know, one, because of the Feast of Ingathering, but two, worship the King. He's going to be there. We've been waiting all this time for 2,000 years, and now we're finally here.
We're here. We are here. Rabbi, if you have any more time, we're going to be here for 2 weeks now, and especially this week we're in the season of the feast. But I'd like to bring you back on air and just talk a little more about what's taking place prophetically, time-wise, what's going on in Israel, what do you see, what does the Word say. So if you're kind of available, I'd like to pull you back in a couple more times and just get some reports from the rabbi over this week and next week.
Absolutely.
Well,
absolutely. I can tell you one thing. What's going on in Israel is this pre-vision of, you know, the time where the world seeks for peace and they ask for peace, but there is no peace.
Yep. Yeah.
Because until the Prince of Peace is in their hearts,
amen,
there is no peace.
Amen. Amen.
You know, we
know
no
this.
Peace.
Rabbi, would you just pray over our family today? We have many who are listening in today across many counties, and we thank God for your life, for your witness, and for your ministry, and for your partnership with us. You have a beautiful heart, a beautiful congregation, you and your wife, and we just love to celebrate and to receive from all that God has gifted you with. You're always a great blessing. So lead us in a moment of prayer.
Well, I can tell you one thing, though. For those Christians who do not have, you know, the new love, they can go get a palm frond. You know, they can get a willow branch. They can get, even if they don't have an Etrog, they can get a lemon. You know, even though it's not what it's supposed to be, but it'd be close enough. And then shake it every day. All the circumference of the earth to bless God and all the provisions that he doth for you. In the meanwhile, the Lord indeed bless all your listeners.
Thank you.
That they would have a joyous relationship with God and celebrate the Feast of Tabernacles, and hopefully many pastors in the area will talk about the Feast of Tabernacles, its prophetic meaning, and they can do now. They can read also this entire week the Hallel Psalms, which usually starts around with Psalm 114 all the way to the end as a thanksgiving offering, because that's what the priest did during the time when the temple stood. So, Father, in the name of Yeshua, I ask for your blessing upon each and every person who is ear is listening to WCNO. A blessing that is for providing God's word and music throughout the day, 24 hours a day. I pray that God will bless you and keep you, make his face to shine upon you, be gracious unto you, lift up his countenance upon you, and give you the peace that only the Prince of Peace, Yeshua,
amen,
Jesus, has given us, provided us, and he'll never leave you, he'll never forsake you.
Amen.
And Adonai Yivarech Otcham. God bless every one of you.
Amen. Thank you, Rabbi. We'll be back in touch. Blessings.
All right. Hasta la vista. As we say down here in southern Florida.
Amen.
Shalom, y'all.
Shalom, shalom, shalom. Amen. And that's the
Bye.
Rabbi. Thank you, Rabbi.
Bye-bye.
Gates with thanks, enter his courts with praise, bring him a shout of joy.
love endures forever. We remember this. We remember this. Oh, how good that it is to sing praise to the Lord. Oh, how great is the name above all names. From the
Oh,